Price Chopper Rewards gives you more ways to save and more ways to spend your savings. Check the Price Chopper app to see all the offers, then choose to spend them at checkout or at Quick Trip. Price Chopper, fresher ways to save.
Let's go ahead and get back in the football and bring in a coach for one of our REMAX Big Three games, Harrisville Coach Kyle Schenker. And Coach, you guys, you lose two of your first four, but you've won four in a row, playing great football, hanging big offensive numbers the last 2 weeks, scoring in the 70s, but really just playing good, consistent football the last few weeks. What's kind of been the change for you after about week three or four?
Well, we're kind of, we're a developmental program, and we get kids in that, that play football for us. They get started, and we don't have all those giant four-star, five-star kids, so we have to get them developed. And a lot of kids don't, when they come into our program, they don't really start playing for us until they're junior or senior. But anyway, it's just, it's just part of the process of just getting kids developed. And, beginning of the season is just, you still got, especially without a ton of summer work that we didn't get done this past summer because of just the state of, the COVID issues that we're having to deal with. Just things had to get worked out. You just have to kind of put pieces of the puzzle together, and it just takes a little while to kind of get things worked out and get people where they need to be personnel wise, and kind of get your overall scheme figured out. And after a little while, things start falling into place like they should.
Coach, after 8 weeks, you've obviously demonstrated that you have a great offense and a great running game. Talk to us for just a few minutes about your offensive line and a little bit about how they match up against Odessa's defensive front.
Yeah, it's we do have a really good offensive line. We have a pretty good scheme. We've got a little bit of experience on there, but not a ton, actually. Kids just work hard. They're very well coached. They like to play for one another, obviously. Matchup wise, I don't know how when you look at matchups, you just think that, man, our kids just need to play as hard as they can and fight on every down. We're not blind or foolish or anything like that. We understand that what Odessa is going to put in front of us is probably going to be probably the best that we'll see all season, that's as far as we go or as far as we do not go. We understand that they're about as good as they come. Our kids understand that, if we've talked to them and, you want to be the man, you got to beat the man. And right now, Odessa is the man. But we look very forward to the challenge, but we understand that it is a great challenge. And, anytime you're looking for something to prove or prove yourself, there's nothing better than a challenge.
We had McDonald County, then you pick up Winnetonka, and now you got Odessa. That's a good mix of different kind of teams as you get ready to go into districts next week. Do you feel like you've gotten a little something out of the last few weeks that you can kind of take and you've improved upon heading into districts?
Absolutely. Absolutely. It's good to get different looks. It's good to see different personnel and different types of offenses and defenses and schemes. It just it makes you very well-rounded. It forces you to make adjustments, especially, halftime adjustments and things like that. It just makes for a more well-rounded, well-prepared team right when you need it.
Well, tell me this, Coach. We've gone almost 4 minutes now, and we haven't talked about your tailback, Jace Reynolds, and the incredible seasons he's having. When I see him on film, you guys do a good job of blocking and getting him to that second level, and then he just explodes from there. Is that kind of the mentality that offensive line has that says, hey, if we can just get him to the linebackers, he can take it from there?
They really like working for him, and because they know that he can. They just know that the talent that he has, and that, you're right. If they really work their tail off to get him through that first level, and then just let him work from there. And our kids are really good. If you watch film, you'll see how hard they work at the first level. But once they take care of that, you'll see them running as hard as they can to find somebody else, because they know that, man, it could just be one little, one little just chipping somebody, and he's off to the races. Jace does a great job, and And he does have a really good offensive line, and our offensive coaches do a great job with, you know, taking care of our scheme and everything. But he does, you know, his yards after contact are pretty awesome as well. So, you know, it's a pretty good little perfect storm that we have with what he's doing and how hard our offensive line works.
Coach, as you look at Odessa and you look at their strengths from a year ago and their strengths this year, are they very similar to what they were a year ago?
Oh, yeah, they are. You know, they're just, they're kind of everything you want in a football team. They're fast, they're physical, they're clean, they're extremely well coached. We understand the challenge that's in front of us. And like I say, I've told our kids, I said, I don't know if you'll play a better team this season, no matter what. So, just understand that. And they look forward to that. And we're going to get all the reps we can in this week. And we're going to, you know, we got a lot of hay to put away, as we say. and we're going to get it done. We're going to shut the, you know, like I say, we're going to shut the barn door on Thursday. And we're going to come over to Odessa. And I just told him, I said, just, you know, get all your reps in and put it away. And then let's let it rip and see how it works.
Well, you guys have played them the last week of the season, the last few years. And it's really turned out to be a fantastic little kind of rivalry game. Prep for both teams as they go into the postseason. Is it, I mean, like we talked about the other games, but having this game with the, you know, some conference implications on the line, that's got to be great too.
Yeah, it's fun. It's we've already told our kids, and they understand that they kind of have the mindset that we're in playoff mode right now. So it's, you're right. It is. It does have some conference implications. I'm not sure exactly how that's all going to work out. The way we, you know, with. You know, with Warrensburg and what's going on with, you know, because our schedules are a little wonky. So, but anyway, I did tell them, I said, yeah, it is at that point, you know, neither one of us, you know, if we beat them, then we both have one loss in conference. How that works out with everybody else and how they decide to deal with that, I don't know. But the biggest thing is we have a great challenge in front of us and we look forward to it.
Well, it should be a fantastic game. Good luck, and we appreciate you taking time with us.
Thanks for having me, guys.